Shri Sai Ram. Esteemed elders, dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to one and all. We, the students of Shri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam, prayerfully offer at the lotus feet of our beloved Bhagawan a drama entitled Mera Jeevan Devi Sharan, as part of the annual sports and cultural celebrations of the Shri Satya Sai institutions. As the title indicates, the drama highlights the supreme value of surrender and the divine protection that follows.
Amazing, Haridas ji. I felt as if I was one with God.
All His blessings, Prakash.
Thank you, Haridas ji. Jai Shri Ram.
Jai Shri Ram, Prakash.
Uncle, I'm back.
Welcome, beta. Wait while I finish this work. The puja is just over.
Uncle, uncle, the exam results are out. And as usual, I stood first in the class.
That is very good, beta. Very good.
Leave all this, uncle. You are not even showing the slightest excitement about my result.
I am. That is why I want to sweeten your mouth.
I don't want this.
Don't refuse prasad, beta. This is a food, blessed by the Lord. Take it.
You're always lost in this imaginary world of yours, filled with so many gods. Tell me, why do you need to do all this?
Do what, beta?
This puja, all these arrangements, your satsangs, calling all these people. When will you wake up to reality that we are not so rich? What do you gain by this? And we cannot afford all this.
Beta, when everyone is peaceful and happy, God is happy. And when God is happy, we are well taken care of. And puja? Puja is prayer, my child. Prayer is our connection to God.
That is the explanation you always give me. But what has your puja or God done? What can they do? See me, for instance. I don't pray. But yet, I have always been getting the first rank in my class.
Getting good marks in your examination has filled you with a sense of absolute independence that you feel you can do away with God? That is interesting indeed. You have no idea how closely God is involved in the fruits of all your actions.
God had nothing to do with my marks. It was sheer hard work and effort on my part. Don't give God the credit when He does not deserve it. When one works hard, one need not bother about God.
Post. Vikas?
Yes?
Here is a letter for you.
Oh, it must be the response letter from the school I applied for. With my marks, they obviously must have selected me. What? I don't believe it. How could they reject me?
What happened, Beta?
I don't understand. How could they not select me?
Don't worry, Beta. This is not the end of the world. There are better schools out there. You can always try them out.
Yes. You should not get so disheartened.
No. Easy for you to say that. Uncle, what is this? This is unfair. You said that you prayed for me and my success. How could your God do this to me?
Hey, just now you said that if one works hard, one need not bother about God. And now you are speaking as though it all depends on God. Are not efforts and hard work the only things that count?
Uncle, please, don't use this misfortune as a chance to forcefully drive in your point of view and rub salt on my wounds. I just got a bit emotional. I still hold my stance. Effort and hard work are the only things that count.
My dear little Vikas, I'm sorry if I hurt you. That is not my intent. I really will help you. Just tell me, according to you, what went wrong there?
I don't know. I just don't know. Let us say, for argument's sake, that God also has a role in determining what we get. Then, why does He give good for some and bad for some?
You will have your answer. You will also realize that whatever has happened is for the good, very soon. Anyway, now that your exams are over, you must be having a lot of free time.
Yes, Uncle, I have.
Do one thing. Today, you go along with Ramu Kaka as he does his rounds.
But for what?
Just go along. It will be a nice way to take your mind off your disappointment. Also, it'll be a very interesting day, which will give you solace. I can just feel it within.
Well, Uncle, this sounds a little crazy and funny for me. But if you insist, I will go.
Ramu, here, let Vikas accompany you today as you go along your rounds.
Why not? Come along. It is nice to have some company. My job can get quite lonely.
Ramu Kaka, since how many years have you been working as a postman?
About 25 years till now.
Wow, this is some time. Don't you get bored doing the same thing over and over again?
I have to work every day. But let me assure you that it is never like doing the same thing. Each day is so different.
But how?
You will see that for yourself. Come, here is a letter to be delivered to Salim Bhai. Salim Bhai? Oh, Salim Bhai! Salam Alaikum, Salim Bhai.
Wa Alaikum Assalam, Ramu.
Here, a letter for you.
A letter for me? From where? Amjad, Aziz, come here. Come here soon. Our Abdul has written a letter.
Oh, Bhaijan has written to us. It must be the good news.
MashaAllah, I have become a grandfather. Allah has blessed her Abdul with a child. Oh Ramu, I don't know how to thank you. You always bring so much of joy and good news. Allah has only sent you, Ramu. Allah has only sent you. Go, get some mithai for him.
I have just done my duty. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay. I think it's time to go. I have got many letters to deliver today. I'll come later. See you soon. Salim bhai, give my love to the baby when you meet Abdul.
Sure, Ramu, sure.
Ramu kaka, your job is so nice. The first house of the day and we have already been fed sweets. Do they treat you like this at every house?
God is ever so gracious. No, my child, it is not this treatment at every house. Man's understanding and emotions have their own way. You can see it for yourself today. Oh, Surinder Babu. Sat Sri Akal, Surinder. Here, a letter for you.
A letter? For me? From whom?
It's from the bank.
Oh, vai Guru, not again. It is the bank asking for the money. How many times should I tell them that I'm not in a position to pay them? And you know, I am struggling to make ends meet.
Calm down, Surinder Babu, calm down. Everything will be fine. I am sure.
Calm down? Easy for you to say, Ramu. You have no idea what my suffering is. I am sure to lose this little land I have got. Then, what am I to do? And everything will be fine? Do you know that every time I see you, I shudder as if I am seeing the devil itself? You are always prompt in bringing news that saddens me. God is cruel and you are his cruel messenger. Please, leave me alone now.
Now tell me, Vikas, do you still think that my job is a very nice one?
That was unfair, Kaka. What Surinder said was very bad. How can he blame you for his misfortunes? He took a loan and he did not pay it back in time. What has that got to do with you?
That is something I have not yet understood in 25 years of my working. Oh, I just forgot. This is a letter for your uncle. Could you give it to him?
Sure, Kaka. I'll deliver this and come back to join you.
So, you're back?
Yes, Uncle. Here is a letter for you.
I've been waiting for this. Tell me, how was the day till now?
Quite interesting. Ramu Kaka delivered the bank's notice to Surinder and he began to scold him as if Ramu Kaka had anything to do with that. It was so unfair. And yes, before that, we went to Salim Chacha's house. He had received a letter from his son. Now, Salim Chacha is a grandfather. There was a great celebration. They even gave us sweets. Wow, everyone was so happy.
Oh, that is very good news indeed. You certainly deserve some more sweets.
Come on, Uncle. You are speaking as if I became a grandfather. I am just giving the news.
Like God, right?
Like God? What is this connection? You don't make any sense.
Because it is indeed fortunate that the answers I hoped you would get have been delivered to you so early in the day. You remember what you asked me about God? Why is it good to some and bad to others?
Yes, But what is the connection here?
Beta, do you think Ramu Kaka deserved the sweets he got from Salim Bhai and the curses he received from Surinder?
I can understand the sweets, but the curses seem so unfair.
That is typical human response. You feel that the sweets are fine, but the curses are unfair. But if you think deeply, my son, even the sweets are uncalled for.
Ramu Kaka just did his duty of delivering what was meant for them. That is right. He neither did good nor bad. But still, I feel he deserves the sweets, for he does his work so sincerely.
Correct. God too is like a postman. He just delivers our letters. Every letter that he delivers to us is in fact written by our own thoughts, words and deeds. And yet, God receives praises and blame for doing his duty sincerely and perfectly.
What do you mean, uncle?
Let me tell you what happened between Lord Krishna and the Pandavas.
The greatest testing time of the Kuru Vamsha has arrived. The war has ended, creating such deep wounds which can never be healed for eternity. A slight glimmer of hope lies in the arrival of an heir.
Agraja, a grave fear stalks me that evil Ashwatthama has directed a cruel missile against all our progeny.
Do not harbor any unreasonable fear, brothers. Our Savior Krishna has promised to save the unborn child. Ah, there comes Draupadi. She surely brings pleasant tidings about the arrival of an heir.
O Kaunteyas, the light of our Vamsha has set even before it could rise. Uttara has given birth to a stillborn child.
Panchali! This isn't true. This cannot be true. What wrong have we done to deserve this?
Endurance has lost all its meaning in the ceaseless flow of sorrow. What can we do?
Even the last ray of hope of an heir has vanished, leading us to a dark and uncertain future.
No, Sahadeva. There's still a ray of hope left. That light which lit up our dark lives and guided us through our troubled times will surely dispel this impending doom.
Arjuna, Bhimasena, why is Hastinapura so silent? Dharmaraja, you are still here. Go, make arrangements for celebrations. Do you need to await my instructions for even such matters? Bhimasena, get the streets decorated, give charity and... Arjuna, why are you staring so? Oh, has the arrival of a grandson suddenly reminded you of your age?
Krishna, the world of Pandavas has collapsed with the death of Abhimanyu's son.
Bhimasena, your sense of humor has still remained intact. But don't utter such inauspicious words. See how peacefully he sleeps in the arms of his grandmother. Are, he is the very image of Abhimanyu. His eyes are like Abhimanyu's. Nose is also like Abhimanyu's. His lips are also like Abhimanyu's.
His breath is also like Abhimanyu, Krishna. Abhimanyu is dead and so is his son. Mockery has its limits, Vasudeva. Don't add fuel to the fire of anguish already raging within us.
You are all mistaking a sleeping child to be dead. Sister Panchali, here, give me the child.
का पाहि माम पाहि माम। मधुसूदना, व्हाट आर यू कॉन्टेम्पलेटिंग ऑन नाउ? व्हेन वी ऑल वेर इन सॉरो यू आर स्माइलिंग, एंड नाउ व्हेन वी ऑल आर सो हैप्पी यू सीम टू बी विथड्रॉन। व्हाट इज द मैटर वासुदेवा?
पार्था, डू यू रिमेंबर द डे अभिमन्यु फेल डेड इन द बैटलफील्ड? What did you say? You then called me Vanshanashi, the destroyer of your lineage. And now suddenly, I am your emancipator.
Forgive me, Vasudeva. Forgive me. Being in your company for all these years, and forgetting that you're divine, I have stalled the flow of your grace with my skepticism.
Arjuna, whether you accuse me as Vanshanashi, or extol me as Vamshodharaka, I remain unaffected. Then and now, I am the same Krishna.
Nenu daivambu tadbhinna memikanu akhanda parabrahma maudu nenu vyadhayu kleshamunanu prushimpabodu సచిదానందుడను నిత్యతృప్తుడు భీతిన్ చందమోను అర్జున
So you see, whatever we receive in life is nothing but the fruit of our own actions, which God delivers to us like a postman. He is neither to be praised nor to be blamed for that.
And so,
your being the topper is not only because of the hard work you put in now, but also the result of some actions you had done in the past. You see, the actions we have performed in the past always find their reaction in our lives. It is not as simple as immediate action and immediate reaction.
You mean there are some late reactions?
You see, when a thorn pricks your foot, your reaction comes about instantly. But when you eat food, it takes hours for it to digest. Again, when you plant seeds, the result comes almost months later as a harvest. The reactions to actions are spaced out in time.
But that brings us back to what I was saying. God has nothing to do with what we get in life. It is all a result of our actions. What you do through your pujas is to just praise this postman God for doing his duty. He should not mind if I don't do it. Right?
He definitely does not mind, my child. But God is a special postman, just like Ramu Kaka. There is a very strong benefit in being close to him. I'll tell you that later. Now run along and join Ramukaka. That seems to be doing a lot of good.
Okay, uncle. I'll see you later. Kaka, Ramu Kaka, wait, let me come with you.
Good boy, so you're back. Did you deliver that letter to uncle? What did he say?
Oh, he said that we must praise you for the sincere way in which you do your duty.
Ah, dear old Haridas, he always has a good thought and a good word for me. Anyway, are you sure you want to come along with me?
Yes, Kaka. It is a good way to spend my day. Very interesting too.
In fact, Vikas, you just missed something very interesting.
What is that?
I just delivered a letter to the director of Ashirvad Hospital, Shri Sanjay Sahab.
What is so special about that?
Oh, to be in his presence itself is a pleasure. In spite of being such a great man, he is so humble. You know, ever since he came and set up this free hospital in our village, so many lives have been saved. The doctors are so motivated and inspired to work in his hospital. Some years back, when there was an epidemic, he would go around day and night, personally supervising every detail. Oh, the entire village is so grateful to him.
I really missed something.
Ramukaka, Ramukaka, rush to the office.
Why? Am I needed there?
There is an urgent message waiting for you.
Message? Thank you, Mohanlal. I am going right away. Wait for me here, Vikas. I'll be back.
Sure, I shall stay right here. Mohanlal uncle, what is that urgency about?
There seems to be an urgent telegram for Shyamdas, which needs to be delivered to him.
Oh, Shyamdas uncle, today is his daughter's wedding, right? That is why the whole village has been decked up so beautifully.
Yes, indeed. And he is bent upon performing it on a grand scale. You know, he had to wait for more than 8 years to get the match.
Initially, it was a question of horoscopes not matching.
And later, the complaint was that the girl is overaged.
Thank God, they have finally found a perfect match for her. And you know what? Even Sanjay Sahab is coming to attend the marriage today. How lucky is Shyamdas?
Are you talking about the founder of Ashirvad Hospital? Oh, how I wish I could meet such a noble soul. Ah, there comes Ramu Kaka. Okay, I shall get going. Ramu Kaka, here I am. What happened? Why are you looking so worried?
This telegram, Vikas. I just cannot imagine what impact it will have on Shyamdas and his entire future.
What do you mean?
You know that it is his daughter's wedding today?
Yes, indeed. That was exactly what we were talking about when you had gone to get the telegram, Kaka.
And this telegram, Vikas, carries news of the death of his ailing grandmother. The old lady's death will compel Shyamdas to cancel the wedding.
Oh my God, how unfortunate. But what can we do? Maybe it is destined to happen this way. No one can help them.
Only God can help now.
You're so much like my uncle Ramu Kaka when you say that. And we are going to the wedding with such a telegram.
आंगन में छाई बहार,
हर घर के आंगन में छाई बहार,
हर दिल की धड़कन में तेरा ही प्यार,
Ramu, harbinger of good tidings for the whole village. You also should bless my daughter for a happy and peaceful wedded life.
How could I ever miss this wedding, Shyamdas? This is such a wonderful and happy day. I pray for all the joys in the world to be bestowed upon your daughter, Lakshmi.
And welcome, Vikas. Hope all is going well at school. You both must have lunch here. Please proceed to the dining hall.
Thank you.
Ramu Kaka, you did not deliver this telegram. Is it not wrong on your part to deny the delivery in this manner?
I am not denying it, dear Vikas, just delaying it. Remember, a delay is not a denial.
What do you mean?
I shall tell Shyamdas tomorrow about the telegram once the festivities are complete. I know I am doing something that is against rules, but delivering this telegram now will only ruin the wedding. I am sure he will never mistake me and in time understand the intention behind the delay.
You're so different in your ways and yet so deep is your understanding.
Shyamdas is a good man, Vikas, and good is what should happen to him too. I think we are done for the shift now. Run along home and take some good rest.
Okay. Bye, Ramu Kaka.
Thank you.
So, beta, how was your day?
It was nice, but Ramukaka really surprised me with what he did. You know, Shyamdas's daughter is getting married today. There was great excitement around. Everyone was talking about how Shyamdas's daughter had to wait for this day. But there was a twist in the tale.
Why? What happened?
A telegram had arrived for Shyamdas, which contained the sad news of his grandmother's death. But Ramukaka never revealed the fateful news to Shyamdas. He retained the telegram for the moment to ensure the marriage.
Ramu always knew when to do what, and all he does is good. But did you learn anything from all of this?
Uncle, but what is there to learn from all of this? But I hope you didn't want me to learn how to break the law like Ramukaka.
What would be your reaction if it were the law of karma? Would you feel the same thing if it involves God, the postman?
What do you mean, uncle?
We cannot be free from the consequences of our actions. It all depends on God, whether he wants to give the result now or later. But he surely gives, just like the postman.
I see.
Of course, the all-compassionate Lord knows best. He delivers the letters of our consequences when it is least harmful and most beneficial to us.
Uncle, can you explain this further?
Beta, when you ask God for something, he says yes and gives you what you want. He says wait and gives you something better. And when he says no, he gives you the best.
But uncle, did Ramukaka not become dishonest to his service?
Beta, God can go to any measure to help his devotees. When we surrender to him, it is he who takes care of our lives and well-being. He never lets down those who have faith in him.
Was this the reason why you always kept telling me to pray?
You are right, Beta. This is a point I have been trying to drive into you since a long time.
Is it so, uncle? Then why? Why is it that I never cared to bow at his feet? Was it a curse that had been hanging on my head ever since I was born to keep me away from God? Tell me, uncle, am I doomed forever? Never to be close to him? Will he ever accept me?
It's late in the evening, Vikas Beta. I know it's been a long day for you today. Go, take some rest. Come. So close to my heart, yet I feel so far from you today. Ever since Vikas lost his parents, I know, Lord, you have been looking after his welfare. Yet today, I feel so helpless at his innocent plight. Lord, please give him an experience of your divinity and love. Oh Lord, please.
बदल जाए तू, हे राम, हे राम।
strange dream? I'm sure even Uncle has never seen such a charming form of the Lord.
Prakash, come in, come in. What brings you here at this time?
Haridas ji, I have brought someone special.
Someone special?
See for yourself.
Sanjay Saab, what a pleasant surprise, sir. Please come in, please. Vikas, get some.
Thank you so much, Haridas ji. I am so fortunate.
Don't embarrass me, Saab. Prakash?
Let me explain, Haridas ji. I work in Sanjay Saab's hospital. And ever since I told him about your bhajan singing and satsang sessions, Saab has been looking forward to meet you.
Indeed. I feel blessed to meet you in person, Haridas ji. You have been doing such divine service by spreading the glory of God's name.
But for us, you are the very personification of divinity. All the service you do, and you have given your whole life for the people, Saab. I am truly blessed to have you in my house.
Don't say that, Haridas ji. I am just a humble messenger of the Lord. And I am fortunate to be part of His divine mission.
What mission are you talking about, sir?
The mission that talks of transforming mankind with the message of love. This is the mission of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
Sai Baba?
Yes, he is my guru, my guardian, and my sole inspiration. What I do is not even a tiny fraction of what he is doing.
Could you tell me some more about Baba?
Bhagwan Baba has been providing the highest quality medical care and education totally free of cost to one and all. The Sri Sathya Sai Super Speciality Hospitals and educational institutions stand as a testimony to His ceaseless compassion and pure love. Why, Haridas ji, even an entire library of books would not be enough to describe the miracles of His mercy and His love.
Truly, Saab, Sai Baba must be God Himself to have sent such messengers of peace and hope into a world filled with sorrow and despair. Oh, I forgot. Let me introduce my nephew. This is Vikas.
Vikas? That is such a nice name.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Which class are you studying in, Vikas?
I have just finished my 10th class.
And what do you plan to do next? No problem. Wherever you go, or whatever you do, always have God in your heart.
Oh yes, Sahab. That is what counts in the end.
Vikas, what happened? Why are you so silent?
It's hard to explain, sir. Uncle and Ramu Kaka have made me realize God's compassion and His love. All these years, I have done wrong by keeping God away from my life. I always gave Him a second place. I felt that success was always due to my effort. I failed to realize how God loves and protects us. Tell me, sir, will God ever respond to my crying heart now?
Vikas, God never sees who you are or what you do. If you seek refuge at His lotus feet, He will do anything for you. You know, Bhagwan Baba often narrated to us the story of Vibhishana and Lord Sri Rama.
Pranams to you, my lord.
Pranams, my lord.
Oh, mighty warriors, what brings you here in such haste?
It is Vibhishana, my lord.
He is a Rakshasa, and moreover, he is the evil Ravana's brother.
The brother of our enemy, and he has come to seek refuge at your feet.
What does Vibhishana say, Sugriva?
He says that his brother Ravana threw him out of Lanka after humiliating him.
And all this just because he advised Ravana to surrender to you. Now he has come to you to accept him.
This decision must be carefully considered. What do you say, Sugriva?
Evil should never be given mercy. And a Rakshasa is nothing less than evil itself. He may be a spy sent by Ravana. He will first act like a devotee, and slowly he will work for our downfall.
Jambavan?
Lord, your words are ultimate. But since you asked me, I feel that Vibhishana shouldn't be trusted, because he is the brother of Ravana. But if his claims of advising Ravana are true, well then, he must be accepted.
What about you, Angada?
Oh Lord, there is nothing in the three worlds that is not known to you. But as per your command, let me express my feelings. Vibhishana must be treated with suspicion. We must find out whether he really is sincere in what he says. Only then can we accept him into our camp.
You have been very silent, Hanuman. What do you say?
Lord, Vibhishana is a great devotee of yours. His life is like a lotus that grows in the slush. He openly renounced his brother for the sake of righteousness. In my humble opinion, we must accept him and his words to be genuine. Jai Shri Ram.
Brother Lakshmana, what do you think?
Lord, what difference is there between your will and mine? Your wish is my command.
I have made my decision in this matter. I shall not refuse anyone who surrenders to me. Let it be anybody. If he surrenders to me, I shall grant him freedom from fear, once and for all. Today it is just Vibhishana. Even if Ravana comes, I shall grant him refuge too.
O Dharmamurti, I fail to fathom the depths of your compassion. Forgive me and allow me to bring Vibhishana here.
Prabhu, I surrender to thee, seeking thy refuge. I have left my everything and come to you. I have none else but you. You are everything to me, Rama. I surrender my joys, my sorrows, and my very life at your divine feet.
None seeks refuge at my feet in vain. Ravana's days are numbered. I shall make you the king of Lanka, and this is my sankalpa. I will not return to Ayodhya unless I achieve this objective.
Lord, what if Ravana seeks your refuge now?
If so, then I shall request Brother Bharata to crown him the king of Ayodhya.
राम पुण्य का धाम
बोलो बोलो रामचंद्र की जय सियावर रामचंद्र की जय बोलो बोलो रामचंद्र की जय सियावर रामचंद्र की जय श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम श्री राम जय राम जय जय राम
राम बाण या राम दूत हो सदा विजय ही पाया, जल सागर या भव सागर हो राम ने पार कराया।
राम बाण या राम दूत हो सदा विजय ही पाया, जल सागर या भव सागर हो राम ने पार कराया।
जल सागर या भव सागर हो, जल सागर या भव सागर हो राम ने पार कराया।
रामचंद्र की जय,
see Vikas, all you have to do is take one step towards him and he will take 100 towards you. The most loving Lord never refuses anyone who surrenders to him.
God is my only hope and refuge now. Oh Lord, won't you forgive me for my ignorance? Won't you accept me as your own? Will I ever be able to please you? Oh God, oh Lord Sai Baba, please accept me. I beseech you. Please Lord, please give me a chance to be near you.
Haridas ji.
Ramu, but what are you doing here so late?
Something strange has happened. I had just finished delivering all the letters and reached home. To my surprise, I discovered that something still lay in my bag. This letter is addressed to Vikas. You know, it might be urgent. I didn't feel like waiting till tomorrow.
How? How is this possible?
What is it, Uncle?
This is... I can't believe it.
Sanjay Saab, it says I have been called for admission to the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School at Prashantinilayam. Oh Sai Baba, you are so kind.
Vikas, you know what? I too was a student of that very school.
You? A student of that school?
Congratulations, Vikas. Congratulations. That is the place where the seeds of love, service and sacrifice were sown in my heart. The desire to make my life a message of Baba's love was born right there.
Sai Baba?
Sai Baba is the very same God who came in my dream.
Sanjay Saab, Vikas, it's a miracle.
What happened, Haridas ji?
The form for the school.
What? Which form?
Just this morning, I received the application form for the school and was wondering how to go about it. And now, it has disappeared. In its place, there is holy ash, Vibhuti, and this letter.
Oh, Swami, you're so wonderful.
It says, the bird with you, the wing with me, the foot with you, the way with me. For
all your striving, I take over the driving. Bangaru Haridas, I will take care of Vikas.
Oh,
जीवन का भार उठाया है, यही दिल की आशा बना रहे बंधन ये प्यारा, सदा बहे ये प्रेम की धारा, गाते रहे गुनगुनाते रहे गे साईं तेरी महिमा के गे, गाते रहे गुनगुनाते रहे गे साईं तेरी महिमा के गे।
श्री गणेश पाहि मा, श्री गणेश श्री गणेश श्री गणेश पाहि मा, जय गणेश जय गणेश जय गणेश रक्षमा, जय गणेश जय गणेश जय गणेश रक्षमा, श्री गणेश पाहि मा, जय गणेश रक्षमा, श्री गणेश पाहि मा, जय गणेश रक्षमा, जय गणेश रक्षमा।
ganesh shri ganesh pahima jai ganesh jai ganesh rakshama shri ganesh pahima jai ganesh rakshama jai ganesh rakshama jai ganesh jai ganesh jai ganesh rakshama
विद्यादायिनि भगवती विद्यादायिनि भगवती नमो 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 साई नारायणे विद्यादायिनि भगवते चिन्मयरूपिणि नादस्वरूपिणि
चिन्मयरूपिणि नादस्वरूपिणि
चिन्मयरूपिणि नादस्वरूपिणि
Maruti
Duta Maruti
Govinda, 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 Sai Krishna Govinda Govinda. Gopal Sai Krishna Govinda Govinda. Gopal Sai Krishna Govinda Govinda. Mohan Bal Krishna Govinda Govinda. Krishna Govinda Govinda, Pati Nivasa Krishna Govinda Govinda,
Govinda Sai Krishna Govinda Govinda.
Nandalala Yadu Nandalala.
Sai Mahadeva, Satya Sai Mahadeva, Manga
साई बाबा जी की जय।